So we began, the first topic we began with, I think it's important to get our bearings. So in order to get our bearings, our first topic was the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos, in which we tried to establish that there are basically two perspectives on Shabbos, broadly speaking. One of which is the ma'isa averos of Shabbos, what is prohibited on Shabbos, and the content of malacha. At the same time, there's a mitzvah saseh of Shabbos, Tishbos, Shabboson, Tishmor, whatever the makar is, maybe it matters what the makar is. According to some, the territory covered by the asay and the territory covered by the lav are different. And even if the territory, let's say, is the same, by which I mean the content is the same, it's quite possible that the asay represents a different aspect of Shabbos. The positive part, the part that embraces the spiritual opportunity of the day, not simply what is prohibited, but the concept of Shvisa and Menucha and everything that goes along with it. And then at the end of our analysis of that topic, we also tried to explain that there is a connection between these two things. At least I was suggesting, based on an analysis of the halachos, that there is a very profound, subtle but very important connection between them. And that is that while it's very important to underscore the role that the asay plays, after all, it's the positive part of Shabbos, if you will. It's the opportunity part of Shabbos. But what I was trying to explain was that if you disentangle that, if you disconnect it from the malach concept of malacha and Isur malacha and the mitzvah of Shvisa as it's expressed in that way, then what you get is so amorphous that it doesn't really qualify anymore, even as the Shvisa of Shabbos. And that's what I was trying to explain with, especially with the concept of Zadon Shabbos, that even the Ramban, who certainly can't have a stronger advocate of the importance of the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos, independent from the Lav, in other words, than the Ramban. The Ramban is the one who, almost poetically, I would say compellingly, really, developed this perspective. He's the one who explains how, you could trample all all over the spirit of Shabbos, without violating a single malacha, and would that really be Shabbos? Once you read that Ramban, as I say, you can never look at Shabbos the same way again, in a good way, that is. And yet, even the Ramban doesn't think that a person whose knowledge of Shabbos is limited to the knowledge of the mitzvah saseh and has no awareness whatsoever about the lav, that is considered to be significant knowledge. He's not considered zadon Shabbos so that his shkagos can then be shigigas malacha if all he knows about is the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos. From this I drew the profound lesson that while there are two aspects to Shabbos, one is so foundational that it is also indispensable and the linchpin of the other. And in a way, some of the darshanim say this, but they don't necessarily connect it to the halacha, which makes it weaker, but when you put the two together, I think it's very strong. Some people explain that that's really the idea of shamar v'zachar v'shamar b'dibor echad namar. I mean, we could talk about that another time in more detail, because it's understood differently by different mefarshim, but there is this phenomenon that we're aware of in the Aseres HaDibros. Right, you have the Aseres HaDibros, it's twice, once in Yisro, once in Va'aschanan. And there are some subtle differences between the first Dibros and the second Dibros. But maybe the most famous and striking difference is in the presentation of Shabbos. Zachar in the first and Shamar in the second. And Chazal noted this, but they went a step further, and they shared with us this Mesorah, that Zachar v'Shamar b'dibur echad namru, that somehow Zachar and Shamar are one and the same. And we just don't even know what to make of that, right? Masha'ein ha'ozen yachal l'shmoa ve'ein ha'peh yachal l'daber, right? You can't even express it because, how can Zachar and Shamar really be said simul b'dibur echad? Ramban has different views as to how the Aseres HaDibros actually looked. But either way, this is a huge problem. I would add, when we learned Yevamos some years ago, so we talked then in detail about the famous Mechilta. Mechilta gives examples Yibum and Eishasach and the mitzvah to makrav karbonos on Shabbos and the Isur Malacha of Shabbos as, you know, examples of things together with Zachar v'shamor, which were mentioned b'dibor echad. You know, as if to say that, you know, Yibum isn't a stira to Eishasach, they have to work together. Right, the Isur Malacha that's involved, let's say, in burning and offering a korban, is obviously not, say, a contradiction to bringing the korbanos of Shabbos, because there couldn't be korbanos Shabbos if you weren't allowed to bring korbanos Shabbos on Shabbos. But what's fascinating is that the heading that list and motivating that list is this concept of Zachar v'Shamar b'Dibur Echad. So the idea that, you know, when there's a contradiction, you know, seemingly between the halacha of Yibum and Eishasach, between the halacha of Yisur Malacha and Chiyuv HaKravos Karbonos, that somehow these are b'dibur echad, namely you should understand it's all part of the same system, and therefore the exception is an internal exception, not an external one. That's the idea. What we sometimes call Hutra and not Dechuya, which is what we discussed in Yivamos. But what does that do with Zachar and Shamar? Zachar and Shamar are not really a contradiction at all, right? We're not even sure what they mean, you know, what they refer to. But whatever they refer to, you know, they're not a contradiction, really. I mean, some people think Zachar is Zachrei Walayayin, or Zachrei Ubiknisoso, things like Kiddush, or not forgetting Shabbos. You know, Shamar is something to do with the Malachos. Even if Zachar and Shamar, you know, are both referring to the Asay and the Lav, so that's fine too. But it's either way, just not comparable at all to Yibum and Eishasach or Korban Shabbos and Yisur Malacha on Shabbos. There's no contradiction between Zachar and Shamar. But I think that what the Chilta is trying to tell us is that even if there's no contradiction, there's still a challenge in integrating, you know, these two elements. And on some level, whether Zachar refers to the Mitzvah Saseh and Shamar the Lo Saseh, or if it just, you know, refers to the general impulse of, you know, the positive parts of Shabbos, if you will, you know, the parts that we embrace enthusiastically and understand, you know, to be inspiring, as opposed to the parts that are more, be careful, be cautious, make sure you do not violate. So one could have thought that these are really two mutually exclusive perspectives on Shabbos, and that's what the Torah is telling us. Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad nemru. Again, Yibum and Eishasach are not b'dibur echad nemru literally, and certainly not in the most prominent or visible, you know, place in all of the Torah, right? Here you have the Aseres HaDibros. What's the point of Zachar v'Shamar b'Dibur Echad? So while they're not, you know, actually mutually exclusive and contradictory, the point of making them, you know, as if they are, or integrating them in such dramatic fashion, I think, you know, one can make the case, is exactly the challenge of integrating these two elements of Shabbos. Because for many people, really we're talking about very different perspectives. You could take a cautious and negative view on Shabbos and, you know, emphasize all the things that you cannot do, or you can really see it as a time, you know, to grow spiritually and to, you know, be attuned in a certain way. But to be able to see that one is necessary for the other, and that one cannot exist without the other, that's a really difficult thing. But just like, a greater vision is required to understand Yibum and Eishasach and how they fit in, we're not going to go back to Yibamos now, but we spent a lot of time trying to explain that, so too, it requires the cultivation of great sensitivity to understand how Zachar and Shamar, instead of being, maybe they're not contradictory, but at least different, but they're not really even different. They're really necessarily intertwined. And what more dramatic way than ma she'ein ha, you know, ozen yachal l'shma ve'ein ha peh yachal l'daber, but for that just to be, you know, the case. Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad. Anyway, so that's kind of what we were previously discussing. Before we begin the discussions on the first parak, which are going to start with Hotzah, so I just wanted to take one other topic, which, you know, is a complement of the first, and both of them really are, I think, an important introduction, not only to the Masechta, but to Hotzah in the Masechta. And that second topic is to understand better the lav of Shabbos. Right? But as we spent some time trying to explain why the Aseh is different, and what it adds, and what its relationship is. But let's take a couple of, let's take some time and just understand something more of the character of the lav of Shabbos itself. And it really begins from noting again the Aseres HaDibros. In the Aseres HaDibros, we read, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. Right? You're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos. So we know that the Mishnah tells us on Ayin Gimel here in Shabbos. Ayin Gimel Medalas starts from Ayin Gimel Medalas. Avos Malachos Harbaim Chasarachas. That there are 39 Avos Malach. Then the Mishnah goes on and counts them. Hazareach Orisha Kotzer Ma'amer Dasha Zora Bor Tochen Barak. We're not going to read through all 39. 39 Malachos. Interestingly enough, this will be important when we get to Hotzah, which is our next topic, and then we'll start going straight. Right, the second to last is Hamaka B'Patish. Right? And the last is Hamotzi Mershus Loshus. And that's not for right now, but Maka Patish is, you know, literally means hitting, you know, with a hammer. But normally, not always, but it's normally defined as kind of Gemar Malacha. And then the last one is Motzi Mershus Loshus. Why Motzi Mershus Loshus should be the last one, and even after Maka B'Patish is a good question. And that's our next topic. But we're not there yet. So 39 Avos Malacha. The question is, how did the 39 Avos Malacha emerge from the Pasuk L'Sasa Kol Malacha? Right? So the Gemara has a discussion about that. The Gemara says here on Mem Tesum Adveis, I have it here on the sheets as well. Some of the things on the sheets are just in the regular Gemara, so you can look at it either in the sheets or in the Gemara. But the Gemara here on Mem Tes on the base in Shabbos explains a little bit where some of this comes from. Almost in the middle of the page, a little higher, maybe a little either two fifths down or something, three sevenths. I don't know exactly what it is, but not quite halfway down. Hadar Yasti Vekabi Bailu. It's the first entry. It's starting from line 2 in the sheets on page 1. Hadar Yasti Vekabi Bailu. Haditzan avos malachos arbaim chasarachas keneged me. These this idea of 39 avos malacha, where did it come from? Keneged me means what is it based on? What does it correspond to? Is actually the literal translation. Keneged me. On Rav Chanina bar Kama keneged avodos hamishka. Right, it is. Corresponds to the Avodos of the Mishkan, and this is a very big theme in Masechet Shabbos, that what took place in the building of the Mishkan, right, defines the Malachos. There are various ways to understand that, but that's a very accepted view. Then the Gemara says, Amalahu Rav Yonasan Rav Lazar Kacham Rav Shim Bar Yossi Ben Lekunya Keneged Malacha Malachto Malachas Shebetorah. Actually, the 39 Avos Malacha don't come from the Mishkan, or I might have to qualify that in a minute. We'll say don't only come from the Mishkan. They also come, or they come from the terminology Malacha, Malachto, Malaches, which in the Torah is written 39 times. Arboim Chasarachas. Then the Gemara goes on to ask, right? Are there really only 39? So the Gemara says, "Vayrav Yosi, Vayyavo Habaisa, Lasos Malachto." This is a pasuk said in connection with Yosef. I have a full pasuk here in my Gemara. Vayhi Kayom Azev, Ayavo Abaisa, Lasos Malachto, Ve'ein Ish Mi'anche Abayis Shom, Babayis. This is the story of Yosef and Eshes Potiphar. So the question is that Miminyanahu? Oh no, is that Malacha also counted in the 39 Malacha count, use of the terminology in the Torah or not? The Gemara says, Amalei Abaya, Belaisa Sefer Torah Velimini. Let's go and count. Wow. So the Gemara says, Mila Marava Barbachan, Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Zaza Misham, Ad Sheviu Sefer Torah, Umanon. They sat down, they counted all the, you know, Malachas in the Torah to see if this is one of the, you know, this needs to be one of the 39. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Kiko Mesapkeli, Mishum. He said, no, you don't understand. My question is not whether there are 39 excluding this one or you have to be including this one. My question is this one, you know, on the list, or this one isn't and another one is? What's the other one that we're discussing? You know, the sieve, Pasuk says, with regard to the Mishkan, v'hamalacha haisa dayam. There's also this phrase, malacha. The malacha was completed, right? There was enough, and they didn't need more. They didn't need to bring more things in order to accomplish the malacha samishka. Miminyanahu, or no? Is that considered part of the minyan of the lama test? That phrase on malacha haysandayam, or not? V'hokaman da'amar lasos tzurachav nichnas, and then the Malacha that is referred to Yosef, right, has a totally different meaning, nothing to do with the Lamatas Hamas Malacha. Odilma Vayava Abaisa Lasas Malachto Izni Minyanahu Bahai Vahamalacha Isadayam Hachikamer Deshalim Leabinite. It doesn't count because it's saying it isn't a Malacha, it's saying we don't need any more Malacha. Teku, so the Gemara says we're not sure. But then the Gemara says Tanya Kamanda Amar Kenegan Avodas HaMishkan. A proof for the one who says Kenegan Avodas HaMishkan is the following. Titania ain't chayav ala malacha shakiyotze b'haisa mishkan el malacha shakiyotze b'haisa mishkan. You only violate Shabbos if you are involved in a malacha, the kind of malacha that was performed in the mishkan. For example, heim zaru atem lo sizru. In the mishkan they planted, right? You on Shabbos are not allowed to. You're prohibited from planting. Heim katsru, they harvested. They cut the, you know, the tvua that was attached. Atem lo tiktzru. Heim helu sakroshim mikarka la gala. Right, they, carried these big boards, these planks, from the ground to the, agalas, to the, how do we say agala?
Wagon,
correct. Let's say carriages, but wagons. Atem lo tachnisu. But you are not allowed to carry from Rishus HaRabim right into Rishus HaYachid. Heimer Yidu as a Krashim Me'agala Lekarka. They took the Krashim, the planks, from the wagons to the ground, as there was traffic in both directions. Atem lo totsim Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim. Heimer Tziyum Agala LaAgala. They transferred from one wagon to another wagon. Atem lo totsim Rishus HaYachid Lirshus Hayachid. From one Rishus Hayachid to another. So the Gemara says, Rishus Hayachid, my Kavid. What's the problem of transferring objects from one Rishus Hayachid to another Rishus Hayachid? Midaraisa, that should not be a problem. The only problem is Hotza, Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Harabim, or Achnasa, Rishus Harabim, Rishus Hayachid, as we'll discuss. What's the problem of Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Hayachid? Midrabanan, actually, we don't allow Hotza from Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Hayachid, without an Eruv Chatzeros. But that's a Midrabanan. Gemara says, "Abayi v'Rava, Dabar Travayu, V'Tamer Avada Barava." What we meant was Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Hayachid, Derech Rishus Harab. Okay, well, there's Rishus Harab in the middle. Then it depends again exactly how that took place, where the Akir, where the Nacha was. We won't go into detail. What emerges from this Gemara? The Gemara is trying to explain where we get the 39 of Os Malacha in the seventh parak from. So the Gemara has two views. One is Malacha, 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 the amount of times that we can legitimately count, in other words, where the Torah uses the expression of malacha, that's to signify that our 39 avos malacha on Shabbos. And the other is that we simply make the reference based on the Mishkan. And these are the two sources. But the question is, how does all of that fit in with Lo Sasa Kol Melacha? How do you get, from the words Lo Sasa Kol Melacha, 39 melachos? Oh. So if you look at the Pasuk, certainly not going to find it there, obviously, but you basically confront two ways to understand the Pasuk. One is that basically the Pasuk is very meduyak, it's very precise, right? But you need references to apply the Pasuk. The Pasuk speaks about one concept. You're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos. What is Malacha? There are 39 examples of it. Of course, there are more than 39, we'll be getting to that too. Because for every Av, there are many Talados. But at least there are 39, primary examples. So according to this approach, the Torah wrote Lo Sasa Kol Melacha intentionally, because there's really one concept of Isur Melacha. That one concept, of course, can have more than one expression. At least 39 categories of expression. Or, when the Torah wrote Lo Sasa Kol Melacha, the Torah wrote something very general, and wrote it intentionally to be general. Not because it is general, meaning there's one concept, but you can fill in the blanks for the cases, but because, really, for whatever reason, whether it's to save ink or there was some other benefit, which we'll discuss in a minute, involved, the Torah was writing shorthand. Meaning, by saying Lo Sasa Kol Melacha, the Torah was writing the equivalent of Lo Sasa, fill in the blank, but each blank that you fill in should be followed in the next one by another Lo Sasa. Lo Sasa Zareya, Lo Sasa Kota, Lo Sasa Dash, Lo Sasa Amer, Lo Sasa Kosev, Lo Sasa Bone, right? Lo Sasa Hotza Mishos Lo Shos. In other words, each individual Malacha is practically the equivalent of a separate Iser. It's as if the Torah wrote about every Malacha Lo Sasa. That's different than saying the Torah wrote Lo Sasa Kol Melacha, right? And there are 39 Hechatimtzis, if you will, or Tsuros of Malacha. But it's one concept. What we're saying now is not one concept, it's 39 concepts. Not 39 applications, 39 concepts. Is it possible that this Gufa is the argument in the Gemara? Maybe. There's a problem with this Gemara. The problem is, the Gemara seems to give us two alternatives and suggests that there's an argument. Maybe we know the 39 Avos Malacha from the Mishkan, or we know the 39 Avos Malacha from the number of times the Torah used the expression Malacha, Malacha, Malacha. The problem is that we seem to need the 39 references to Malacha in the Torah in order to establish the number to limit. In other words, if I said to you the source of Malacha on Shabbos is from the Mishkan, right? But I didn't tell you the number. So then you looked at the Avodah, what's of significance? What's the Davar Chashuv in the Avodah HaMishka? Right? So let's say, you know, most of us around the table, I'm guessing, you know, even the contrarians, you know, among us, you know, and you know who you are. So we'd all agree, let's say, about 10, right, to 15 Malachos. Right? Very prominent, you know, transformative, whatever it is that you think defines a Malacha, Boneh, Kosev, I'm guessing, you know, Mavir, probably, Zoreya, maybe, that's elongated, but Kotzer, certainly, right? So let's say we're all going to agree that, you know, there are multiple Malachos, they come from the Mishkan, we'll agree about 50, right? But, let's say I told you there were 25, right? And then let's say I told you there were 50, or be more precise, let's say I told you there were 39. Right? So, where you cut off in terms of Dvarim Chashuvim of the Mishkan, right, may very well be, there are some things that clearly, if you're going with the Mishkan, you can't leave them out. You're not going to leave out Boneh, you're not going to leave out Kosev. You're not going to leave out kotzer. Right? But are you going to, every single small contribution in the building of the Mishkan is an av malacha? 100? 200? Right? Moreover, there are things that are similar to each other where the issue becomes are we dealing with one or multiple avos malacha? Right, the Gemara says in a number of places in Masachet Shabbos that Borer, Zoreh, and Merakeid, right, are barely distinguishable from one another. Right, all three of them relate to, you know, some sort of discernment, this process of discernment. Right, Borer, right, separating out, filtering out, you know, Merakeid with a sifter, and Zoreh, you throw up the, you know, the tefua, right, and the wind, you know, takes away the lighter, you know, psoles, and it leaves you with the part of the solus, the part that you need. So the Gemara says a number of times, Borer, Zoreh, Merakeid are domin zelazeh. Are they three of a smalacha, or are they one? So, let's say I were to tell you that there were 36 avos, or 37 avos malacha. So you have to make some, you're looking at this list, you're trying, there are the obvious ones that are there, there are the obvious ones that aren't there, and there's a whole group in the middle, right, which we might agree in the hierarchy, or individually we might start squabbling, you know, which one do you think, you know, what's better, Shtebat Teinirin or Ma'abed? You can tell a lot, you know, about a person, you know, depending on which one he thinks, you know, belongs on that list. But that's not for now. You know, that's like a Rorschach, you know, test of Avos Malacha. But basically, the idea is, if I told you it was 37 and not 39, so a lot of us would say, oh, Borer, Zoreh, Merakeid. Right? That's one. Just like Zoreya and Noteya, right, and Zomer, right, they're Togos, they're Meinav, but they're all one, basically. So as we'll see in a moment, it's very important to know this because, as the Gemara explains in Kol Gadol, and we saw it already last week when we talked about Samach Tes Lamed Aleph, and we'll see it again this week, the Avos, you know, Fasach Kulam Behelem Echad, the Skilik Malachos on Shabbos, Yechayv Al Kolachos Viachas. That if I do, we paskin that Zoreh, Borer, and Merakeid are independent of Os Malacha. Therefore, if you did Zoreh, Borer, Merakeid, Behelem Echad, in one fell swoop, you didn't know, you're chayiv three chatos. But if we decided that there were 37, and that's because, or that therefore, we made Zoreh, Borer, Merakeid, we determined that they are one, that in other words, that the nuance, difference between them, in how you separate or filter, right, is a detail, but not enough of a detail to establish separate avos, that if you did Zoreh, Borer, Merakeid, Behelem Echad, you'd be chayiv achas. So this matters. So both in terms of the collapsing of multiple ones, or just in terms of deciding, you know, what is on the list, what's not on the list. Again, if there are 100 things on the list, you know, you're going to be very expansive. If there are 15 things on the list, you're going to be very restrictive. Right? So if I said to you, we learn out the Avos Malacha from the Mishkan, well, how do I know where to draw the number? On the other hand, if you want to take the other view of the Gemara, so it says Malacha, Malacha, Malachto, right? 39 times. And we have the Sora, that's 39, it's not 40. Either we have to leave out Vamalacha Isadayim, or we leave out the Yosef story. But where do you even go to begin your search? Where's the first clue? How do you pin down the process of Malacha without having any reference to the Mishkan? Right? Again, we might all agree if I say there's something called Malacha, right? It's also on Shabbos. Kivo Shavas Mikol Malachto Shabar Lekim Laso. So again, 10, 15, 20, maybe I'm being too pessimistic, 25, we can agree upon. Right? But once we go beyond that point, we don't even have a frame of reference, where would we be? Now, if we know from Malacha, Malacha, Malachto that there are 39, And if we know that the Mishkan, because of the Smichos Aparshios, etc., is the, that's the locus classicus here, that's where we have to be looking, so even then there's a lot to debate about. Right? But we are at least, we have a process underway. So there's a huge difficulty. In this Gemara, there seems to be a machlokas, and yet it seems like we need both limud. And Tosas already points that out. If you look at Tosas here, Dibur Maskil, both Tosas and Arboim Avos Malachos Kasar Achas Kenegami. Tosas says the Harbe Malachos Yesh the Damyan Lahadadi. There are a number of malachos that seem very similar. Mahavalon the Mikshavinu Kulon Kiachas. And we should have counted them as one, not separately. The same thing. Because of the small difference between them, right? In other words, if it wasn't for the fact that we had a number to pin down, right, how would we know whether or not these subtle differences are important enough to establish different avos or not? Similarly, the next Tosas, Keneged Kol Malachos Shebetorah, here Tosas sees it as a problem. The Chor Dira, the Yalef Nami Mimishkan. You're only going to learn from Malacha, Malacha, Malachto. It can't be. You need also the reference of the Mishkan. Charmei lekach nismacha parshas Shabbos leparshas Mishkan. Right, number one, it seems to be that everybody agrees that the smichas aparshios in the end of Shemos, right, Kisisa and Vayakel to the Mishkan is a crucial aspect of the malachos. But the ilo yalef mi Mishkan. If you take the Mishkan equation out of it, imkain heichi adino l'diday hey nidu avos malachos. The hey toldos. How do you know what's an av and what's a tolda? Again, I would have phrased it differently and more dramatically as I did. How do you know what's an av, period? How do you know what's a malacha? They're worried about, how do you know which one are the avos and which one are the toldos or the didamyan hadadis? I think it's a much more, Tosas is interested in much more subtle issues than I would be, frankly. The ain't svar lover should be datam biru malachas hachashuvos. It's not, doesn't make sense to say that it was so obvious, that just pure logic determines, the dvarim hachashuvim by some avos. Again, maybe that would work for some. It's not likely to work all the way to number 39. There are some Gemaras that seem to imply that what took place in the Mishkan has even substantive impact. In other words, there are some rule-breaking, situations which are considered to be malacha by virtue of their being present in the Mishkan, even though they wouldn't have qualified just on the basis of what would seem to be objective criteria, whether it's kashivus, etc. And what the Gemara says about Moshit is an example of that. I think Gemara has a Mishnah has in the beginning of Hazorek and Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph that there's a difference, for example, between Moshit. If you are in one Rishus and you just pick up an object and you place it without moving, it's another Rishus. There's a difference between Zeh Keneged Zeh, like one Rishus Ayachid, or one Rishus of like one balcony across the street from another balcony, or Zeh Betzad Zeh. Or they're on the same side of the street, even though, again, in both cases, this was just a rabbin in between. It's the Mishnah here later on, just look at it very quickly. Tani Vava Medale. Hazorik, Mishnah, just a rabbin. Person throws something from private to a public place or vice versa. That's classic hotza. Right, from in the middle. That's a not for now. We'll discuss that when we get to some of the topics in the first parak. Then the Mishnah explains, Kesad, Shtegezustros, you have two like balconies, Zu Keneged Zu, one across from the other, excuse me, Mishus Arabim. So the rule is that Hamoshit Vahazorek Mizulazu Pator. Right? If they're one across from the other, if you either throw or you are Moshit one, thank you, to the other, that's going to be Pator. Hayushtein Beduta Achas. But if instead of being across the street from each other, they're in one line, Hamoshit Chayiv Vahazorek Pator. If you do Moshit, I mean, you're standing in one place and you place it from one. Question what emotion exactly means, but. Excuse me. So the halacha is that a moshit will be chayiv and a zorek will be potter. Shekachoy savodus alavim. Shtei agolos, right? Zu achar zu, brishus arabin, moshitin, hakrosha mizula zu. Of a low zark. What this Mishnah seems to establish is that there's a difference between zorek and moshit in terms of whether or not keneged or betzad makes any difference. Right, now, objectively speaking, we shouldn't care whether something is keneged or something is betzad. The important thing is the location of the rishus harabins and rishus hayachids, you know, in the particular pa'ula. But when it comes to Moshit, according to this day in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, we do care because the way it was done in the Mishkan is determinative. Now, so what Tosis is saying is, if that's true, so let's say you only had Malacha, Malacha, Malachto. Right? Where does that leave you in terms of, never mind the Smichus Parshias of the Mishkan, the nuances of what is an Av and what is a Tolda, how are you going to explain the role of the Mishkan in a substantive way in these halachas? That's what bothers Tosfos. That's what he says. That's what he means when he says, Ode, the Behed Yatam, the Kamam Bazorek, Hamoshit Chai, Shekachoy Savonis Halavim, Elefi Shiesh Malachos Doma Zulazu, Vanu Osin Shtem Avos, since our malachos which are similar to each other, and we believe that there are two different avos, gogon merakeid uborer, the kach chilkum chakamim lahashlim minyan malachos shebetorah. If you only had the Mishkan, says Tosis, then we wouldn't have known that 39, and we would have said that merakeid and borer are one. Now we know that we need to fill out 39, right? So that this is a clue that this distinction isn't just artificial, but is substantive. Hold the chalukos ktsaz zumizu v'yef shalom archein dilo polig. It's impossible to say that 2 days in the Gemara don't argue, right? Mid the kamer b'samach tanya kimanda ma keneged avodas hamishkan, because the Gemara tries to bring a proof for avodas hamishkan. They say, they said they used to do katsira in the Mishkan. Don't you do katsira? They used to do zriya in the Mishkan. Don't you do zriya? They used to carry in the Mishkan from the agala to the karka, from the karka to the agala, from the agala to the agala. Don't you do that? What kind of proof is that if there's no argument? In other words, if you say that both of these are true, and what the Gemara is asking is, what are the different sources for the 39 avos malacha, but everybody agrees that you require both, so what's the Gemara's proof? Right? Mashma de pligi. Vod l'man de lesle drasha the malacha malacha, min ole de chashim zora bara shtayim. But if you don't have the drasha of malacha malachto, and you don't know the 39 number, how do you know to differentiate between zora and bora? Oh. Vod le kaman mashma de mitam de keneged avodas hamishkan greida yisun achshuvinu betarte. It's come by v'rovim per kol gadol kol nusu v'havav v'mishkan afagav v'ikad dami chashiv la. So basically, Tosfos doesn't answer this question. Tosfos basically says the Gemara seems to have an argument whether the 39 avos malacha are traced to malacha malacha malachto or the Mishkan, but it doesn't work. we need the number, and we need the reference of the Mishkan. We need both of them. But if we need both of them, what is the argument? So if you look at the Ramban is not so clear, I have to say. But I think the Ramban, I don't think I put it down here, did I? But what I think the Ramban is getting at is possibly the question that I raised before. And that is, how do we understand the nature of Isra Malacha? How do we understand that there's an Isra Malacha on Shabbos and it includes 39 categories of Malacha? And maybe that Gufa is what the Gemara is suggesting, that there's an argument about. In other words, like the Bali Tosis and the Ramban and the other Rishonim point out, everybody needs some sort of a Mesorah of the number, whether it's Malacha Malachta or Malacha or something else, and everybody needs the Mishkan. The question is that the Gemara is asking is not whether you need these two ingredients, but what role they play. And maybe what the Gemara is really asking is the question that we're asking, and that is, the Gemara wants to know, are the 39 Avos Malacha very specific? As if each one were spelled out in its own right? In other words, Torah says, L'sasa kol Malacha, it wants you to open up the Mishkan, right? And say, L'sasa Zareya, L'sasa Choresh, L'sasa Kotzer, L'sasa Ma'amer, for whatever reason, right? Either saving space, I don't mean, just to be economical, but right, every word in Torah is important, so we don't waste unnecessarily. Or maybe there's a bigger lesson to be learned, as we'll explain in a minute or two. But either way, the idea is that you open up the Mishkan, and we have a Mesorah about the 39, Malacha, Malacha, Malachto, but the way to understand it is L'sasa Zareya, L'sasa Kotzer, L'sasa Ma'amer, and so on, L'sasa Kosev, L'sasa Bona, etc. Or no, the idea is the Torah wrote L'sasa Kol Malacha. It's not an efficient shorthand, it's the whole story. What they wanted you to understand was, although there are 39 examples of this, look to the Mishkan, right, for the details. Look to Malacha Malachto for the number. The idea is these are 39 things that qualify for one concept. What's that concept? Malacha. There are 39 hekatimtzis of categories of Malacha. But it's a single idea. Now, it's also possible that there are two dinim here, and that the Torah intended to accomplish in L'sasa kol Malacha two things. And I think that could also be explained in two ways. In other words, one idea, and that is that the Malachos are both one and many. On one level, there's something that binds them all together. There's a common denominator, and that common denominator establishes that L'sasa kol Malacha is a single idea, albeit one which is expressed, right, in a very wide way. And therefore, from one perspective, all the Malachos are one. At the same time, there's a certain stature and significance to each one of the Malachos as an independent Isser. I'll explain what I mean by that later. Or, maybe there's a difference between what we'll call the Shein Malacha, or the Shein Isser, on the one hand, and the Maisa Avera, on the other. Maybe there are two different issues here. One is, what is the nature of the Isurin? And how many are there? Maybe there's only one. However, instead of saying, you could sometimes have one Isur, and you could have infinite, and then it becomes almost unimportant, right, applications. Because they're just applications of a concept. It's the effect that they create which gives them their significance. In other cases, you can have one Shem Iser, one category, but the halacha can still recognize the independence of each separate Maisaveh. So if there's a measured definition, right, of the cases, even though it's one Shem Iser. I'll just give you an example in the other, a couple of examples in the other direction. Right, we have such a prohibition in the Torah, in Parshas Kedoshim, right? Now, l'fnei v'sitei mikshol obviously has a technical meaning as well, not to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, right? But basically what it means is, that's symbolic, what it means is, don't mislead people, right? Don't be responsible for their, you know, becoming an avarya, right? So the concept is clear. You could, in theory, violate, you know, this in numerous ways. But it's not that every way you violate it is a separate ma'aseh avera, right? It all goes to the heart of the effect that you create. In other words, any result, right, that you give an etzah sheinah hogenes, or you actually put a stone, you know, and you trip somebody, right? These are very different examples, but none of the examples are important in their own right. They're all examples, right? Or for example, or another instance of this, take avodah zarah, right? Which will be important as we go forward anyway. So avodah zarah, there are really two types of avodah zarah. There's avodah zarah where you do some of the avodas pnim, some of the avodas of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you direct that to some idol or some other god, right? That's one kind of avodah zarah. There, actually, the avoda matters. It's the stature of the avoda that makes the avodah zarah. If you were to do hishtachavoya, right, which is one of the four, to Markalis or to Peor, you know, or to some other crazy, you know, invented, you know, so-called god, even if that isn't the methodology that is used, you violate avodah zarah, because this particular tzura, savoda, is associated with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you can't direct that to some other force and power. However, when you're poer atzmecha lepoor, or zorek evin lemarkalis, which happened to be the proper way, you know, to serve those idols, right? So it, under those conditions, you also violate avodah zarah, right? But we don't really care about the actual tzura in each case, because we don't believe in avodah zarah. So basically, you know, we think it's a waste of time. What's significant about it is, it's the method, it's the internal proper method for that avodah zarah. It's the suitable way, right, to be oved that avodah zarah. We don't recognize that as that ma'aseh avirah, right? And basically what you would say is that avodah zarah, which doesn't include the avodos of the Ribbono Shel Olam, are infinite. So we speak about malachos, 39 avos malachos of Shabbos, right? It just so happens that there are 39 categories, right? But it's all one idea. Or it might be 39 different ideas. Or it's one idea, but the 39 are at least independent ma'aseh averos. So if we have either two perspectives here, a shem klali of Yisur Malacha and a shem prati of Yisur Malacha, or we have a shem Yisur Malacha echad, but we have separate ma'aseh averos, that will explain some conflicting phenomena that we're about to explore. That will explain why it is that the Torah wrote in such general terms, lo sase kol malacha. Because the Torah wanted to be general on the one hand, say, oh, fill in the blanks. On the other hand, the blanks aren't just blanks, right? They are really tsuros and maisaveros, if not actually independent, shemos iser. Just to highlight what we're talking about, so what I'm suggesting is that maybe the Gemara, right, in deriving either from Malacha, Malacha, Malachto, or from the Mishkan, maybe they're actually discussing this particular issue. I should just make note that the Reim, who was a student of Rabbeinu Tam, one of the Bali Tosis, wrote a Sefer Mitzvah, it's called Sefer Reim, Rabbi Lazar B'Mitz. So he happens to have a very flexible view of the Malachas, in general. He uses phrases like Mesarua Kasav Lechachamim, which we find in the Gemara in Chagiga says it about Malacha and Kalamoid. Gemara says that on Kalamoid, that's why it says certain Malachos, right? Mesaru akasuv lechachamim. Chachamim, you know, we're allowed to determine what they were. Many Rishonim think of Malach on Chol HaMoed is Drabanan. Because to them, once you say Mesaru akasuv lechachamim, it can't be Minatora anymore. But the Rambam and Rambam, some of the Rishonim at least, hold that it's Darais. Okay, fine. But the Urayim applies that phrase, which the Gemara in Chagiga uses for Chol HaMoed. He uses it for Malacha Doraisa, Labitas Avos Malacha of Shabbos. It's a little bit shocking. Anyways, the Urayim emphasizes, as if he paskins, as if he needs to paskin, that the source of Labitas Avos Malacha is Malacha, Malacha, Malachta. On the other hand, the Ravan, in the Tshuva, thinks in the Mamadalid, discusses a problem which we'll discuss later on or tomorrow, next week when we complete this, the problem of known as Lav Shebeklalos. When the Torah bundles together a lot of different Lavim in the same Pasuk, right, we sometimes call that Lav Shebeklalos, and usually you don't get Malkus in the case of Lav Shebeklalos. Sokhal Adam is the classic one. Right, the Torah says Sokhal Adam, it means all sorts of different things, very unrelated to each other. Gemara says you don't get Malkus on the Sochal Adam because it's a lav shebeklalos. So everybody wants to know, how come Malacha on Yom Tov and Shabbos, why isn't that a lav shebeklalos? We'll get to it. So the Rabban, in discussing that question, and he wants to demonstrate that each and every Malacha is considered to be an independent. It's not as if the Torah said something general and it's carrying all sorts of things. It's as if the Torah wrote separately Losasa Zarea, Losasa Kotel, Losasa Ma'amer, Losasa Dash. He says, after all, we learned it from Avodas HaMishkan. It sounds like he's saying that had we learned it out from Malacha, 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 I wouldn't be saying this. So I think that these are significant Makaros. The Mitzvah Eson, one of the Achronim, says this in Horios and Avdalid as well, in a different context. When we discuss Hotzah, we'll get to it. But also, I think, to make this this connection. So this idea that there are at least two perspectives, I'm suggesting that there are really more, but at least that these are the two extreme perspectives. Whether the 39 Avos Malacha are one, or the 39 Avos Malacha are 39 separate, is highlighted a little bit in the discussion of Rabbi Avram ben Arambam, the Rambam's son, and Rabbi Daniel HaBavli. They discussed, you know, a lot of Sefer Mitzvot type issues. Right? Rabbi Daniel HaBavli, you know, basically addressed his query to the Rambam's son, Rabbi Avram and Rambam, how come your father wrote this and that, and how come he counted this multiple times, and how come he didn't count that multiple times, and so on. So part of the discussion is about this issue, right? Would anybody consider, because there are multiple psukim, basically the Rambam himself, I mentioned I think last week, in Shoresh Tess, you know, makes allusion, you know, to this problem. You know, the Rambam says it a little bit differently. The Rambam says, because the Torah speaks in 12 different parshios about Shabbos, right, would anybody think to count it 12 times in Minyan Mitzvos? Right? But the Rambam, the Daniel Badli, specifically had this discussion about the Lamentes of Avos Malacha. So you can see what's going on there. In other words, if you think that the 39 Avos Malacha are examples, they're applications, but they're certainly not, and maybe even Maisa Averas, but certainly not separate Shemos Iser, right? You can't even contemplate that there should be 39 Lavin. As it happens, even if you think that there are 39 Shemos Iser, you probably wouldn't end up counting it separately. Because as we know, people like the Rambam say that even if you count multiple lavin, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir oso, when it comes to tmura or tzedakah, right? Lo sa'ameitz livavcha, lo tikpots yadcha. Right? The Rambam doesn't count them separately. He does count by rabbi matzah, it's always my other example, because he thinks that they really are different. But multiple lavin of the Torah, per se, the Rambam thinks you don't count. But the whole discussion, the possibility of even discussing 39 in the Minyan Taryag, can only exist if indeed we're dealing with separate Shemos Isser. Now this idea gets played out a lot in the seventh parak, in particular of Shabbos. We're not learning, but it's just for the purpose of this discussion quickly, just a couple of quick references. And already from the very beginning of that parak, Mishnah says, starts off on Samech Zayinam and Beis. We have it here again on page 1, for those of you who don't have the Gemaras or whatever you prefer to look into. Mishnah says, Klal Gadol Omru B'Shabbos. Right? There is an important klal in Hilchos Shabbos. What is that klal? Kol HaShocheach Ikar Shabbos. Also, Melachos Harbe B'Shabbos is Harbe Eino Chayv L'Chatas Achas. If somehow you get amnesia, or you never knew, that could be a soda of Shabbos, right? Tinuk Shenishba, right? So you only will violate, in terms of karbanos, you only have to bring a single karma. Even though there are multiple maisaderas, multiple avos, and multiple shabbosos. Okay. However, hayodeh ikar Shabbos vaso malachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe, right? If you know the yisod of Shabbos, and you did many malachos across many shabbosos, chayev al kol Shabbos to Shabbos. So then, if you're shigigas Shabbos, you didn't know the date, you know the yisod of Shabbos, but you know you got your Friday and your Shabbos is mixed up. Can happen. So you didn't find out until a month later. So for four Shabboses, or three, right, you got the day wrong, and you did all sorts of malacha. That's called Shigas Shabbos, the Zadon malacha. You'll bring a karban for each separate Shabbos. We say, Yamim Shabbein Atayim, Havyon Yediyah. You might have said, oh, it's one mistake. He made a mistake 3 weeks ago, you know, on the calendar, and he's still paying the price for that one mistake. Gemara says, Yamin Shabbein Atayim Havyon Yediya L'chalik. Meaning, there are different interpretations of what that means. Some take a very practical meaning. It's not for now. You know, he could have found out, he should have found out during the week. Therefore, each calendar week mistake is a separate mistake, right? Because he had the potential to find out, and he should have and could have found out. Or maybe it means something more fundamental, but that, again, that's not for our analysis right now. Hayodeshu Shabbos. He knows it's Shabbos. V'asa melachas harbe b'shabbosas harbe. Chayev al kol av melacha u'melacha. On the other hand, if he knows the day is Shabbos, but he doesn't know all the melachos, and he thinks it's permissible to do certain things, right? Or that certain things don't fall under the rubric of a melacha, and he does them, he'll bring a karban for each av melacha. That's the idea of chiluk katos. So already we have kind of an interesting situation, right? There's something called Zadon Shabbos Shigas Malacha, something called Zadon Malacha and Shigas Shabbos. The first one you'll bring Chatos according to the number of Maisaveros, according to the numbers of Avos. The second one according to the amount of Shabbosos that you made a mistake. So in a way, we already have a kind of two models. Are we looking at the malachos independently, right, as individual isurim, shemos isur, or not? And just to highlight it even further, let's take a look at the Gemara here on Samech Ches Amud Beis. Again, it's in the in our sheets here on line 32. On page 1. So the Gemara says, Klal Gadol, second. How many down?
About 20 down, second word of the line.
Yeah. So, Meisvei. Kol gadol omru b'shabbos, kol ha-shochech ikar Shabbos, v'asa v'lachas harbe b'shabbos as harbe, eino chayv l'achas. Right? If you don't know the Yisod of Shabbos, and you do many malachos through many Shabbosos, you bring a single carbon. Ketzad. Tinok shenizra levein anachrim. You have a child, right, who is captive, right? He grows up in an environment, basically, where he doesn't know any, he has no Jewish education. Or Gershon is Gayer Bein Anachrim, whatever that means, that's a big discussion. Then the Gemara says, V'chayiv al dam achas, v'al chelav achas, v'al avodah zara achas. So what does that mean? When it comes to Shabbos, there could be a circumstance where you'll only bring a single carbon, no matter how many violations. But when it comes to chelav and dam, right, you'll bring a carbon for each. Why is that important? Let me make it clear. One could have thought that being a tinok shenishba is a single source of all your ignorance and therefore of all your problems, of all your averos, right? And therefore, if we had to identify, this is an issue in korban chatos, right? Why do you bring a korban chatos? For the shame isa that you violated, for the maitza avera that you did, or for the shgaga, right, that brought you to it? That's a very, very complicated question. Okay, there's a lot of evidence back and forth. So one could have thought that the din of tinok shenishba on Shabbos, which you only bring a single korban, is just a function of the fact that you there's one mistake. Right? You know nothing. In other words, in Achanami, Shabbos, there's no such thing as Shabbos. I don't mean there's no such thing as Shabbos. Meaning, Shabbos is an artificial it's an artificial tag. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is made up of discrete components. There's an assay, there's a lav. We're discussing the question, in the lav, is it l'sasa kol malacha? Not really, according to one perspective, right? L'sasa kol malacha is shorthand. What is it? There's Araya, there's Choresh, there's Kotze, there's Mamre, there's Dosh, there's, right? 39 of them. So if we speak about Shabbos, can't really speak about it as one. We use the phrase Shabbos, right? And we use the phrase Macholos Asuros. What's Macholos Asuros? Forbidden foods. Open up the Rambam, what's Macholos Asuros? Right, what's in there? Chelev and Dam and Pigol and Osar, little Chametz, right? Non-kosher food. So let's say he's a tinok shenishba. He knows nothing of macholos asuros, and he eats chelev and dam and osar and pigol and tamei. Right? Shouldn't that be comparable to a tinok shenishba who knows nothing about Shabbos and does areya and choresh and kotzer and mamer and dash? But the Gemara here says it's not. In the case of Shabbos, one korban, but he brings a separate korban for chelev and for dam. In fact, the Rishonim were all bothered by the Havamina. And what, you would think he wouldn't bring a single korban for chelev and dam. So Tosa Rosh says, yeah, because maybe it's Macholos Asuros. Right? The Archoner has this idea. Chelev and dam are mentioned in the same pasuk. Right? Maybe he doesn't know that pasuk. Right? But at the end of the day, we distinguish. So there are different perspectives you could bring to bear here, but the question is as follows. We distinguish because it would be easiest thing to say would be that when it comes to Shabbos, there's one Shemiser. Either 39 of us Malacha, and the Hechatimtzis. They're defined Hechatimtzis. Even if you want to say that 39 of us Malacha are different Maisa Averas, but maybe Karbanos don't depend only on Maisa Averas. They depend on Shemos Isar. Right? But when it comes to Chelev and Dam, and Osar and Pigol, and Avodah Zarah, Right? This is what he's saying. Tinek Shenishba. He knows nothing. What's the source of his ignorance? What doesn't he know? Kol HaTorah Kula. Let him bring one korban. I mean, clearly, there are different shemos hisra of the Torah. So the easiest way to explain the Gemara is to explain, even if there's a single shkaga, right? You always break it up in terms of shemos hisra. But Shabbos is one shem hisra. Alternatively, let's say you take the view that really we're dealing with 39 shemos hisra. So what are you going to say? Why is that any different than chaylev and da? So here I think you have to say one of two things. One is that there are two dinim in Shabbos, as we explained before. The Torah wrote Osasa Kol Malacha had two things in mind. Number one, Losasa is a rare Losasa Kota Losasa Mahamer. Right? But it wasn't just saving ink. Even if there are separate Shemos Isur, there's another perspective in which we look at all of Shabbos as one. Right? When we make Kiddush on Shabbos, right, we're talking about Shabbos, the gestalt of Shabbos, the totality of Shabbos. And we speak about Tosefes Shabbos, right, and Kabbalah Shabbos early, right? It's not just, oh, this is what it means. And if you wanted to split it up, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos L'inyan Ma'amer and Shtei Batei Nirin. Okay, but not Bona and Soser. Right. Clearly you couldn't do it. Right. I don't think you could do it even if it was separate Shemos Isar, and there wasn't a separate Halacha. But certainly this is an easier way. There's a gestalt of Shabbos, our two dinim of Shabbos. There's Osasa Kabbalacha, the totality of it, which is all interconnected. In the same way that the Aseh and the Lav we discussed are interconnected, even though they're separate. Even if there are two separate deen. However, what if you take the view that really there are separate Shemos Isur, and it's not one Shem Isur? Oh. So then I think what you need to say is that Karbanos depend on Shkagos. But even in Shkagos, the question is, when do you have a single Shkaga and when not? In other words, even if Shabbos is separate Shemos Isur, the category of Shabbos is not artificial and merely convenient. Macholos Asuros is fundamentally, except maybe if there's a lav, Kol Shetiavti Lach Hareo Belosase, which the Gemara plays around with as a possibility. But that aside, we'll say, there's no such thing as Macholos Asuros. Not as a single Shem Isur, probably not as a larger category either. The words Macholos Asuros are basically a convenience. In other words, when the Rambam wanted to classify and to organize his Yad HaChazaka, so instead of writing Hilchos Pigul, Hilchos Noser, Hilchos Chadash, Hilchos whatever, Kashrus, he wrote Hilchos Machalos Asuros. Very good. It's very important. But that doesn't mean that there's a unified concept of Machalos Asuros. But Shabbos, when Torah speaks about Asasa Kabbalah on Shabbos, or we speak about Shabbos as a day, in the 12 different parshios of Shabbos, you don't get the impression that Shabbos is just a convenient way to refer to 5 or 3 or 2 or 39 different disparate concepts. And therefore, when somebody's a Tinek Shenishba, even if we're dealing with independent Shemos Isur, his Shkaga, his Halama, still relates, in fact, legally, to a single broad unit. It can be a single unit, a single category, even if that category consists of multiple shemos. But there's no category called Kol HaTorah Kula. And there's not even a category called Macholos Asuros. There's no category called Isurei Biyah. even though the Rambam has such a category. Right? There's no category, and so on. You get the general idea.
There's no category called Avodah Zarah?
There is a category called Avodah Zarah, and that's why when it comes to Avodah Zarah, if it's according to the derech of that Avodah Zarah, there are two types of Avodah Zarah. That might make it actually a little bit more complicated. We'll get to that. We get to launch the call.
Because Paul and Zorah Evan Markulis
we'll hold off on that for a minute. We'll see in a minute. The Torah says Losa of Dain, and we do consider Avodah Zarah to be a lot of claws. Okay, so we'll get to that. Actually, we'll get to it now because it's instructive for our next point too. Yeah.
I think that maybe could categorize this as it says Lamantitka, you know, fifth grade friend, call you may chayecha.
Okay.
What is the totality of the day? Day and night?
Kol Malacha, like Kol Malacha.
Or every day and every night. Lavi Lumos and Mashiach. So and that's why over here you can also say
that. Asasa Kol Malacha.
Kol Malacha.
Good. I like it. Okay. Very good. Ayin Beis, so look at Ayin Beis on Beis for a minute. We'll discuss the question of Avodah Zarah. Here again, the Gemara makes the connection to Chelev and Dam. Gemara says here, very interesting Gemara, the Tanya. You see the little base? It's also, we have it here on page 2 in our sheets. You see the little base? It's 7 lines down on the page, right? The Tanya, Chomer Shabbos Mivishar Mitzvos. There's a Chumra associated with Shabbos, right, in contrast to other Mitzvos. The Chomer Shabbos Mitzvos Mishabbos. In some respects, other Mitzvos are more Chomer than Shabbos. What are we talking about? So the Gemara says, Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. What's the Chumra of Shabbos? Shabbos, Osa Shtayim, Behelam Echad, Chayev Al Kol Achas Vi Achas, the Din of Chiluk Malachos. But if you do, in one Helen, right, it's Zodon Shabbos, you know it's Shabbos, but Shigas Malacha, you were mistaken about Zorea and Koresh, you're Chayiv twice. Mashain came to Shar Mitzvos, this is a Chumra of Shabbos. The Chumra of Shabbos is Mishabbos, Shem Shabbos is Shogag Blom Iskavein. Chayiv, Mashain came to Shabbos, okay, because they were the level of Lachsmach Shabbos, Asra Torah, makes it more difficult to violate Shabbos and to be chai. But so the Gemara wants to analyze. What does it mean? Hamamar. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos Shabbos Also Shtayim Bela Mechon Chayva Kol Achas Viachas Mashenkem Bishar Mitzvos. That's what we just read, right? Heichi Dabi. Let's analyze this. Well, what's the case? Ilei Medavid Ketziru Techina. What did he do here? What are the two that he's chayiv for? I mean, he did two distinct malachos. He did katsira, harvesting, and tchina, right? And what is it? What do we call it? Grinding. You know, it's chopping something down to it transforms the identity of the object. Okay, by the size. So the Gemara says, "Dikavasa gabishar mitzvos achal chelav adam." This is already fascinating. What would be comparable to that in other mitzvos, which are claiming doesn't have this chumra of Shabbos? Let's see. Let's see. Let's think. Right, there's kotzer and tochein, chelev and dam. Is that really what trippingly comes off your tongue? I mean, right, kotzer and tochein is chelev and dam. It's amazing how chelev and dam was so prominent in these gemaras. Right, so the gemara says, "What are you talking about? Hachetartim mechayev, v'hachetartim mechayev." It's not true. If you eat chelev and dam, right, the Helam Echad, you're Chayv Shtayim. There's no Chumra of Shabbos there. Ela Shar Mitzvos Lo Mechayv El Echad Eichad Ami Dachal Chelev the Chelev. No, he ate a Kezayis of Chelev, then he ate another Kezayis of Chelev. A repeat performance. So the Gemara says, the Kavaseg of Shabbos Tav Ketsira or Ketsira. He did Kotzer, then he did Kotzer again. So where's the Chumra? Hachachad HaMechayv HaHachachad HaMechayv. Here too, he's Chayv only one. Right? we're maintaining this equation between kotzer and tochein and chelav and daf. So the Gemara says yalam davar katsira dechina. We'll go back to the first point. My mashenken v'shamet. So we didn't mean chelav and daf. What do we mean? Avodah zarah. Right? Ukid rabami. Rabami zideach the kiter the nisech b'halama achas. That's different, perhaps, than poor lepaar and zorik the markalis, but that requires analysis. Zibech v'kita v'nisech b'halama achas. Eino chayev ella achas. Okay. So let me tell you something very fascinating about all of this here. Look at Rashi. Chelev adam. What does Rashi say? Dumya zetchino katsira. And then he adds shehen shnei gufin. Look at Rashi in Sanhedrin. Here we'll need our sheets because we don't have that on the page. Page 2. It's a very famous. This is on page 3. Sorry. Everybody have it? Top of page 3. Rashi, Sanhedrin, Samach Beis. Same Gemara here that appears here appears in Sanhedrin. Ksira Tchina, Rashi says, the Ika Shemos Mechulakim. Here Rashi says that they're gufen mechlakin. There Rashi said they're shemus mechlakin. What is shemus mechlakin? That we understand. Shemus mechlakin, different shemus isar, like chelav and daf. Rashi here wants to avoid the obvious. Why does he want to avoid the obvious? Because the obvious is not obvious. Meaning, the Gemara says, what? Kotz of a tochein? What are you talking about? That's a chumrah. Let's see, what are we going to compare it to? Chelav and daf. Right? But Kotz of a tochein doesn't seem to any of us like it's chelav and daf. Right? Because chelav and daf are two completely, they're in the same pasuk, maybe. That's the aruch and there's the aruch. But they're two very different, actually, Mari Kurkus also says it in Ovid Shkagos, but they're two very different isurim. But Kotz of a tochein are two of Lamed Tes Malachos of Shabbos. Right? So Rashi in Sanhedrin is going with the Gemara. The Gemara compares the Chelav Adam. It's like Chelav Adam. What is Rashi in Shabbos trying to say? What is Gufin? Ah, you have to know a little precis for this. Gufin is the following. Let's say a person does a Maisa Veira. Let's say Isurei Diya, for example. Right? He has an illicit relationship. So he does the same Isur, but with a different person. Okay? He was involved with some prohibited, somebody who's prohibited to him, for him to have a relationship with, right? Whatever that is. So, a choso. Okay? But two different people. Two achosos. Or nida, but two different nidas. That's the Gemara's example in Croesus. So the Gemara says, you made a mistake, right? Now, normally, when you do the same Aveira twice, the same Shemisa twice, you're only Chayv Achas, because it's a repeat performance. But since it involved another party, another partner, another party, in other words, somebody else, it's Chayv Shtai. The Gemara has a Safek, the Gemara wants to know, in Croesus, the Mishnah in Croesus, actually, wants to know, that's love. Whether Shabbosos are kagufin mukhlakin. Meaning, let's say you do kotzer on a Shabbos, okay, and the next Shabbos, right, you did kotzer again. But you did it on different Shabbos. And you didn't know, in between, you never found out the din of kotzer.
You didn't know about
Kotzer. What do we have?
You had a minister
a week past.
No,
that's Shigat Shabbos.
You didn't know about
Kotzer. That's Shigat Shabbos. You didn't know the calendar day. You violated a whole bunch of things. And you didn't find out till the next week. So you get every Shabbos, for every Shabbos you got to bring a card. Here we're talking about something else. You didn't know, you missed the one shear that the Rebbe spoke about Kotzer, you weren't there. No tape. Or the tape. They ruined. They ever get them back? Who knows, right? So they zapped out the tapes. Right. right? So you still don't know about it the next week or the week after. You know every other halacha on Shabbos. You know when it's Shabbos. You wait for Shabbos all week long. Sing all the songs from Cheder or whatever it is. You're so happy, right? And now, but you don't know Kotzer. So the Gemara wants that this is the Machlokes in the Mishnah. Is that considered Kegufin Machlokin or not?
As opposed to Kotzer and
Tovah. Yeah, as opposed to Kotzer and
Tovah. Which is the Mishnah here.
Yeah, 100%. So, what's going on? So the idea of Gufin, I would say, is the in-between, one of the things we've been talking about, and this will conclude for today. And we'll pick up on this next week to try to see some of the other Nafkamina and why this is so important for our first parak as well. I mean, we're discussing here the question, maybe it is one shame, right? Because all Malachos, it's all Shabbos. But maybe what's unique about Shabbos is that there are different Maisaveiras, right? Meaning, it isn't just an example, in Hechatimtzi, it's not a fill in the blank. The blanks here are different suros of Aveira. There's a certain stature in this being a different Maisa Aveira. Lore Kotzer Kema Amer Kedosh. Not different Shemos Yisr, but different Maisa Aveiras. Where does this Yasod, where does this idea come from? Or do we know there's such a idea in Korbano? If you ask me, I'd say, from Gufin Mechlakin. What's Gufin Mechlakin? The same Shemi, sir, right? Achoso, Achosishto, whatever it is, right? Achosishto, this is why the wife has two sisters. It's the same Shemi, sir, but different Gufin. And therefore what? It's a different Maisa Aveira, it's a different experience. It's not a repeat Aveira, because it involves some other person is also Chayiv now. But however you want to explain what makes it different. Right? I'll give you another example.
Well, to make it more similar and say it's kosher one field 1 week and kosher another field on the same Shabbos.
Kosher?
Two different fields.
I don't know if the fields would make a difference. I don't know if the fields would make a difference. The Tzotzos Chaim kind of, Tzotzos Chaim says, what if you do the Gemara says Zomer, but Tzorach Le'etzin, if you prune a tree and you also want it to grow. So he says, that's not goof from Bechalkin, it's one goof. What I'm saying is, it's not the physical goof that we care about. The goof is the way, I'll just give you one other example, this will stop. The Gemara has a debate, Rabbi Yeshua the Chachamim increases the time here in Shabbos, whether what we call Tamchuyin Bechalkin. Let's say you ate Chalev, right? You can pickle Chalev, you can cook Chalev, you can roast Chalev, I don't know what you really do with Chalev, but whatever it is, there are different ways to prepare the dish, right? So we don't paskin the halacha, the Rambam doesn't paskin tamchuyin mechalkin. The Mishnah, the Tanaim, Rabbi Yeshua says tamchuyin mechalkin. If you eat pickled chalev twice, you chayvach. If you eat pickled chalev and cooked chalev and steamed chalev, you chayv kolachas viachas, tamchuyin mechalkin. Does the ingredients make a difference in the shem yisur? Certainly not. What do they really care about? It's not a repeat performance, it was a different experience. The different experience distinguishes it as an action. What we're saying is much more than that. What we're saying is, maybe Malachos, that's what Rashi says, the Malachos, Rashi didn't want to say it's Chelev and Dav, because it's not Chelev and Dav. Those are really two separate Isurim. But maybe it's like Gufin, or like Rabbi Yeshua's Tamchuyin. It's more than that, it's a different Maisadev. Okay, so we'll leave it at this. We'll continue with this next week because this is an important general idea and it's a good akdama to Hotza, which we'll start with that.